inside your Brailnote Apex is a multi-purpose program called Keysoft running under the Windows CE operating system. It was especially designed for people who are blind or visually impaired. Learning to use your Brailnote Apex is made easy because of the user interface is very consistent, meaning similar operations in different parts of Keysoft are carried out in similar ways. Over the next few minutes, you'll be introduced to some basic functions and features of Keysoft. At any point within Keysoft, you can get information about options that are available. To do this, press space with H on a BT keyboard or the help key on a QT model. This help is context sensitive, meaning you only get information relevant to your particular situation. Remember, that's space with H on a BT keyboard or the help key on a QT model. After you have finished reading the help message, you're then returned to the exact point in which you executed the help command. While using help, you can press the command offered to execute that command. This applies to both single help messages as well as lists of commands. Whenever Keysoft requires input from you, a brief message called a prompt is displayed. If you're unsure how to respond, press space with H for help on a BT keyboard or the help key on a QT keyboard. Where possible, Keysoft offers reasonable choices. The Brailnote provides prompts in Braille, speech, or both. The factory setup turns on both Braille and speech. In the next few minutes, we will talk about how to read prompts on the Braille display and repeat prompts with the speech enabled. Generally, the prompts displayed in Braille are identical to what are spoken. Sometimes there are some differences because what is appropriate in speech does not need to be displayed in Braille. Also, because of the display's limited length, Braille is limited to the number of whole words that can fit on that display. If a prompt is longer than the Braille display, or if you're reading a long passage of text, you can scroll the Braille display to see the rest of the message. To advance the display, press the advanced thumb key. You can also scroll back to see the previous display by pressing the back thumb key. To help reading longer messages and prompts, you can move the Braille display one word at a time. To move the Braille display one word to the left, press previous and back thumb keys together. To move the Braille display one word to the right, press previous and advanced thumb keys together. You can return to the previous prompt by pressing the previous key at any time. If you miss hearing a prompt when it is spoken the first time, don't worry. You can listen to it again by pressing space with R on a BT keyboard or the repeat key on a QT keyboard.